DJW, K4OIM, how you doing this morning? Hold on, I'll get you right in a minute.
Hey, Walt, doing good. Just had a last-minute change of plans. Weather was supposed to be calm this afternoon and breezy this morning, and it turned out to be the opposite. So going to the airfield early this morning.
Look at these drones of mine. I'm ready to get out there and try to fly those things, but we're going to have to try to get moved within the next week or so here. Dave, I had a problem last night with my computer just before it happened the day before yesterday. I'm on a deal with Windows 10 in it, and I got a wireless mouse and keyboard. I was looking at the QRZ website, and I went to move my pointer, and I didn't have a pointer. The keyboard worked, but the mouse quit working. Well, I went and bought a new one and put it on there, and my mouse still don't work. Do you have any idea what happened?
Since the other mouse quit?
Who has turned it on and hit F12, and it does a self-analyst, and it comes up on there that nothing is wrong.
Pointer's still on the screen, it just doesn't move when you move the mouse?
No, the pointer's not even on the screen now.
Driver, did you get a Windows update recently that you recall?
I sure did.
You might want to roll back. You might want to look to see if it's at a restore point. Usually, before any big upgrades, like I had a big upgrade, not too long ago, and it shows me what it's doing. And one of the things that it was doing was setting a restore point, so that if you run into problems with the new drivers that are in the update, you can always go back to the old restore point, and it'll fix that problem. You might just look. You go into system control panel, and there'll be a thing about backup and restore, and you go in there and find a restore point, and if it was just a day or around the same day that it did the update, then you can tell it to go back to that, and you can get your old drivers back. Otherwise, it's a lot of Googling and finding out other people have the same problem and how they solved it.
Bought me a SDR dongle. And I was programming it, and it said I had to have, I forgot what drivers in it, but it said to go to Microsoft and get, I forgot what name it was, but I downloaded it, and the dongle didn't want to program, and I just gave up on it and put it up there, and it was, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours later when the pointer quit working.
So there's no restore point then?
I turned the computer on and the Windows screen will come up, but if I've got the computer off and hit the power on button and hold F12 on the keyboard, it'll come up and do a self-analyst, and that's as far as I can get with it.
It doesn't even come up into Windows the rest of the way?
No,
You have data on there that you don't want to lose?
A lot of manuals.
Or, before you go too far with it, you probably want to get that data secured somewhere other than that PC. I probably want, you're at a major tipping point right now. So what you do right now makes a huge difference in in the outcome. And I would think that the best thing for you to do right now is take that hard drive out, put it in a working computer, and get all of your data off of that hard drive, so no matter what happens next, you have your data.
External hard drive around here somewhere. I was looking for it the other day. I had thought about transferring all those manuals over to that external hard drive, and I ain't been able to find my external hard drive in here. And one guy told me I was talking to, it might be the video board has went bad in it.
Hours after the driver, I would think that driver probably wasn't the issue. I would think it's something else. I don't know what it is, but it's something else. But just to be safe, I put that hard drive in another machine as a, either internally mounted or in a, like you said, like a backup system that has a USB that can plug into, even a laptop, whatever, whatever it can plug into, just to get, just to secure your data. And then you can formulate a plan on how you're going to restore that, that disk without having to purchase another licensed copy of Microsoft Windows. All right? Because if you don't have a restore disk or something, like a restore disk will restore it if you've got one, but you're going to lose all your data if you do that. So first things first, get that data secured first, and then look at what are your options for getting Windows up and running again.
Take another cup of coffee or two, and I stayed down here on the radio last night after the net till about 12 o'clock talking to Harry and Gary and John up here, KNW, what is, I can't remember his number now. John that's moving to Greensboro. Yeah, I stayed down here about 12:30 talking to them. Well, I'll let you go, Dave. You heading to the flying field now?
Weather changed. Weather was supposed to be, like yesterday we went out there this early or earlier, and the wind was blowing. I mean, we had to fly in the uncomfortable wind for a lot of the time. And then Steve waited till late in the day, and then he got like 8 flights in at the end of the day, really quick. So we decided we would just wait till that time of the day instead of spending all day waiting on the wind today. But the weather forecast changed. It's 0 mile an hour wind right now, and it's headed upward toward 20 mile an hour wind this afternoon. So we're going to get our flying done early today.
10-4-DJC. I looked up that plane, and man, that thing looks like a guppy or something. That's a lot different than the first one I looked at. That thing's really cool looking. There. I figure you guys are probably heading out this morning. Says it's going to be nice this morning, windy this afternoon. I didn't catch all the conversation. Just want to say hello.
Okay, good to hear from you. I'm glad you found that. I'm going to bring out my zoom lens on my camera that does video and zoom in on it and get some pictures of him while he's flying and zoom out so you can see the big field view and then zoom in on the airplane so you can get a good idea of what that thing's doing. It looks like it's riding a roller coaster in the sky, a transparent roller coaster in the sky. That's how precise that thing is. Anyway, it's a lot of fun to watch. W4DJW.
W4DJW, K4VWA.
Hey, Steve.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Except for Walt. Walt has a messed up operating system. He's at a fork in the road right now.
Walt, get you a 1.38-pound ball peen hammer.
Pound? Is that big enough?
No. That's a little bit too big, bud. You get need to get a 1.83-pound ball peen, you know, and make sure that you get a ball peen. That way, when you hit the hard drive, it just splits it real good, okay?
That's a Roger. My daughter had a 65-inch big screen TV up there. It was a year old, and the picture just within 10 minutes it got darker and darker and went black. The sound went out, and she went on Google, and somebody had posted on there to hit it not too hard with your fist up in the left corner. And I went in up there and she's beating on that TV. I said, "Hun, that's a joke. Don't bust the TV." She went ahead and give it to me. I looked. There's a board in there. It don't cost but $14 to replace. I'm going to, after we get moved, I'm going to tear that thing down. But right now, my shack down here is full. I ain't got no room to work on nothing now.
Where are you moving to, Larry Walt?
My daughter bought a house right off I-26. Well, 26 is in the backyard, you might say. It's probably 200 feet from the fence line over to 26. And Lake Bowen is two houses down. My step-grandson, him and his wife, split up, and they don't owe but $46,000 on the place, and they agreed they've got a divorce, but they're still friends, I'll put it that way. And they both agreed that if we'd pay them $5,000 down and take the payments up, and the payments on the house are cheaper than what we're paying rent here. It's got almost an acre of land to it and some real tall antenna structures, big oak trees. So we're going to try to get moved within the next week, and I took my little Yaesu HT up there one day last week to see if I could get the repeater. And everybody that came back said it sounded like I was standing next to them. There was that little 5-watt radio, so I'll still be able to get the computer. W4DJW, back to you. I think it's your turn.
On that computer, I think you need to... I think your priority needs to be save your data first and then look at what are your options for restoring the operating system with the product key that you got now so that you don't have to buy another one. I think you're in that place. And like you said, it could be a piece of hardware that's going out too. I don't know if your graphics card would make your mouse go wake up, but I guess it's possible.
Locked up here. My turn to try it.
Another external hard drive, but I don't know how I'm going to get in there to transfer what I've got on that hard drive to the external hard drive since it won't do nothing but the screen come up with I can get the icons on there, but no pointer to click on for Google or nothing. I'll figure something out. I'll let y'all get back to it and have a good day flying, y'all. K4AM, be clear.
I wasn't talking about using that computer to do it. That computer is pretty much out of service until you figure out what that problem is. I was talking about taking the hard drive out of that computer. Take the cover off of it, take the hard drive out, and plug it in a USB case so that you can... drag and drop your data off. Go find your data in the files that's in my documents or wherever you stored it, and store that off onto use a totally different computer, total different hard drive, not having that computer running at all, having no electricity powered on that computer. Just remove the hard drive, put it in a USB case, or plug it into another computer as a secondary hard drive, whatever it takes to get your data restored first, and then start thinking about what you can do to restore the operating system. Because I've done that way too many times, trying to restore the operating system without backing up the data and lose all the data. Anyway, that's just my two cents. W4DJW. Go ahead, Jerry.
Walt, Dave's got the right idea. That's the way to do it. I've done that with a couple of Macintoshes, MacBooks over the years, and just transferring the data is easier just to get one of those little drive cabinets and plug it in. And what it does, it looks like it reads it as an external drive. You can just drag and drop it up there, obviously as long as it's the same operating system, like whether it be a Mac or Windows. But that's the way to do it. And those little cabinet things, they're not very expensive at all, and it's good to have on hand because you can do it again. And that's the way I've done it in the past. I don't even know if I even got my cabinet anymore. But I've done it several times when I've upgraded when a MacBook Pro is upgradable, that is, they're not anymore. I just put in a bigger solid-state drive and move from one to the other one, just use the other ones as external drives. That's definitely the way to do it. And yeah, I've lost data pool. But Dave, yeah, I was really I changed my email address on my QRZ account now. It's just got my Gmail account. So if you do take anything and you have a chance, I'd love to see a picture of that thing flying. But I was amazed. I mean, it was totally different than the other one that I looked at originally on there. The Pandora, that thing is cool looking.
Let's see if Steve got the gate open yet. Give it a break for him.
Gate is open. We're all set, ready to go. I'm pulled in, and the wind is already starting to be felt. Not much yet, but it's coming. So I'm on the field, Dave.
All right, well, get it set up. Let's get as many in as we can before the wind destroys our flying conditions. W4DJW. And yeah, Jerry, I didn't do that last night, but I will try to figure out how I can get some pictures of that thing in the air, because in the air, it's just wild. It is wild. And I'd love to be able to record it with sound so that you can hear it when it's coming down the backside of a perfectly round loop with consistent speed throughout all four stages of the loop, the climb, the flat, the top, the bottom, and the down part. I mean, it's just amazing. You'll be amazed. Anyway, that's why they're so dramatically different. You know, when you sit still and you're not part of it for a few years and you come back to it later, everything's just altogether different.
WS8D. Hey guys, Mike here in Campobello. Where is this flying field? I haven't been to a flying field in a couple of years.
Roddy Road. If you Google Campobello Flyers, they have the address on there. You got to find it for a little while, but plug in the number. I don't know what the number is off the top of my head, but it's Roddy Road. I'm getting over there close to it right now. But Google Campobello Flyers and then find its address that has Roddy Road in it, put that number in it, and it'll give you the exact location.
Ah, perfect. I live in Campobello, so that'll be a nice treat. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Again, the name was Mike, and I'll listen out. WS8D.
All right, Mike. Well, we're over there now. If you got time, you want to come on over. We're breaking out the equipment flying out. The wind is supposed to get up this afternoon, so it's not going to be good flying this afternoon. Got to do what we can do this morning. I just turned on to Roddy Road, W4DJW.
Well, good. Have a good flying session today. Hopefully the wind will stay down long enough for you to get some flights in. I'll talk to you guys later, maybe on the way back home. M4DJC, clear after you.
Put it. I'm glad you were able to find that Pandora. That thing is different. That's all I can say is different. It's beautiful flying in the sky, though. Anyway, talk to you later. W4DJW on the airfield and clear.
4DDQ, AM4DDQ, this is KJ4UIO. 4DDQ, AM4DDQ, this is KJ4UIO. For UIO, returning home and clear.